Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Disconnected Gamers Podcast, where we reconnect with life and gaming. I'm one of your hosts, Jay Bond, also known as Andrew, and with me as always...
Mike?
Yeah, my boy Mike. It is Sunday, November 30th, and we...
Yeah, you know
me. We missed one, technically. We missed like one week, but a lot's been going on. Got Black Friday... A lot of games came out last week. A lot of broken games.
Broken games, yeah.
Oh, man. It's been crazy. Anyways, I've been cleaning my room all day, so I've just been finding a treasure trove of, like, old toys. I found, like, a bag of McDonald's toys.
Oh, and, wow. Like,
I found that power... I don't know if you saw it on the Power Rangers bike, and then I found the Red Ranger that goes
with
it.
The which one?
It's a Power Rangers motorbike. Like,
oh,
it's
like one of the toys, like, those.
Yeah, like if you look before the one where I tweeted you that I had, like, I found your pencil property. Yeah, bike, yeah. It's in with those. I found a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah, but as far as video games have been going, I have pretty much. Well, I've been working on a review that's just taking me way too long because I'm like at the point where the game is frustrating me to the point where I just need to just take a break and I'll go back to it. The game's called Never Alone, and it's like a documentary in a game, which is really, really cool. Mm. And all the documentary video parts are really well done. It's really great. Everything is like nice quality. And like it's fitting. But like there's just parts of the game where like I don't know if it's the physics engine because it's all built in Unity, but like if it's something of like the AI doesn't quite move with you, like there's like timed things that you have to like get past the thing before like a block closes on you, like circa like Mario type things, like you just have to jump between like the gap as like the blocks close and then they open again. And, like, the AI just, like, you'll run, but then you have to, like, go back, and then the AI will go back because you went back to get out of the way. But it'll go too far back and get... The game is really good. It's...
Right.
You know, it's just there's some things, because and they sent out a thing saying they were fixing something where there was going to be a patch, so part of me is waiting for that, and then I'll go back and finish it. Otherwise, because I don't want to... It's like, You know, with all these broken games and bugs and UI glitches and all sorts of nonsense, I don't want to write the review being like, oh, the game's broken.
Right.
Only right here is it broken. So, I'm just giving it some time.
And then I've been
playing. I tried Drive Club again. Still nothing. I got to go download all those free cars though. Those free cars and tracks. Because they've given out another batch of free stuff for people just because.
Didn't know that. Because I downloaded all the first stuff.
Yeah, they did it. It was on Wednesday they announced it. It's 7 cars and something, a bunch of tracks and stuff for 10 more trophies you can get. So, I know, right? If I was a trophy hunter, I might care, but I just want the game to work.
Enjoyed it online, but yeah.
And then Destiny. I don't know. Run that. I can't believe we managed to bring Goober through the raid.
Twice.
Like we did it twice because he's got like not a single. He's got one legendary weapon that he got as a drop in the raid, so it's not even probably leveled up that much. Then I did a bunch of stuff with him yesterday. I brought him through the daily heroic because I've been trying to get him to play the daily heroic every day, and I've been trying to do the daily every day because it's the easiest way to get ascendant materials.
Right,
you get 2 every day, so I've been doing that. And then Halo,
still broken, or they fixed
still
it finally?
Still broken. Aside from like NAT issues, which just piss me off in general because it's a thing that like never existed before.
Mm-hmm.
I was on Skype on the Xbox with my friend trying to get connected to him in-game. And he had a strict NAT, and I had a strict NAT. And neither of us could join each other, even though we both had strict NAT. And then I got mine to be open, which required me to re-manually enter all the internet settings on the Xbox, go to my router, manually add it in as a primary IP address, so it always has the same IP address, then mm-hmm. put that as DMZ, then open all the ports anyways in the port forwarding, because DMZ didn't do it, and then finally, after adding like every single port I could find on the internet, like for people who said, like, this works for Xbox, I finally have an open NAT on the Xbox. Wirelessly. If I plug it in wired, it's not open.
Right.
It goes back to strict, which makes, for me, I don't know networking very well, but like, to me, that makes no sense what difference it makes whether it's over wireless or Wi-Fi, like, or wired, because it's the same router. Like, it's passing through the same thing. And then because of that, when we were trying to do Destiny the other day, I couldn't, my PS4 was being stupid because of NAT issues.
Right, yeah. Did you ever go back and change it, or just not even
No, I left it. I left it. The PS4, both of them are now wireless, but the router is literally right next to them both, so I'm not... So, like, I would prefer them to be wired just because I can, you know, they're right there, but they're, I mean, it's less than a foot away from the console, so I don't know that it would actually cause, like, a big issue.
Right.
If I noticed it, I would just... I guess I'd have to figure out how to make them both have open NATs on wired connections, because that's driving me nuts. And it's like a thing. It's like a thing. Nobody worried about NAT issues on like PS2 or like Wii or, you know, Dreamcast. It was never a thing. Now it's like literally what stopped everybody from playing games online with each other. At least on Xbox, it seems way worse. Because, like, we couldn't even join each other at all. Whereas, at least in Destiny, we can join each other, we just can't voice chat. Or, like, you can't party chat.
Right.
So, I don't know.
You eventually got it to work.
That's true.
One point.
God, what have you been up to?
Just work, hanging out.
But you got some Black Friday deals, though.
Oh, yeah, I got a sweet-ass blue controller, and then...
I'm jealous.
Picked up Far Cry and Call of Duty, same game.
Call of Duty Titanfall Edition.
Yeah, Call of Duty Jump Higher Edition, whatever.
Yeah. Do you use the second controller, like, or did you just, it was a good price and you just wanted it?
Well, yeah, I wanted it because for co-op, if I ever do couch co-op, whatever, on anything, that, and plus I wanted a blue controller. And it was a sweet deal, so...
Right.
Couldn't pass it up. $40? Yeah, $39.99, yeah.
Yeah. Like, my problem is I really do want one. Like, just any color. Just any of them. But I just... Yeah. I'm the only one who uses it. You know?
Right.
And, like, it's like I bought the Xbox controller, and I'm pissed because now they're on... Like, they've been on sale for, like, 40... Mm-hmm. Same deal, $40. And I'm like, ugh, but I needed it that day, so it's like...
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, I should just walk into Target and be like, hey, you need to price match this for me because it's on sale.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it can. I don't think they'll do that because Black Friday is, like, a special type of thing.
Right.
And I'm not that much of an asshole. I'm not going to be like, hey, give me my $20.
Right, I want that deal.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
It's frustrating, though. I don't even like turning, like, I don't even want to turn on my Xbox because I'm like, the one game I want to play, I can't.
Right.
Because it's like, I just can't, I've yet to be able to successfully, like, get into matches more than one, like, in, like, an hour. Like, on Thanksgiving, I forgot that I was even, like, doing anything, so I was just like, whatever, I'll throw on it. And, like, while I was trying to play with my friend, I was like, alright, listen, we can't figure it out. He got frustrated, so he went and watched Netflix. So I threw on the Xbox, I threw it in Big Team Battle, I hit join match, and I left it. And then I went downstairs, and I cleaned the bathroom, I emptied the dishwasher, I cleaned off one of the tables in the house, and then went back up, and I was still searching for a match.
Jeez.
Yeah. It hadn't even, like, kicked me for being idle trying to get into a match. Damn. Then the next time I came back up, the controller had shut off, and that backs you out of searching for a match, so. Which just goes to show you that that's how long it took, and I still didn't even get into a match. It's really bad. But if somebody told me that I need to, like, clear my cache, or cache, however you pronounce it, and some other stuff, and I was like, well, yeah, I don't think that's the problem. Pretty sure it has a lot to do with with the game not working. But a couple people I know said they've been having, like, no issues getting into matches. And they were like, because they were like, what are you trying to do? And I was like, any of them? Any game type would be fine.
Right. Just want to freaking play.
Yeah, I just want to play.
Without having to set up a playlist or anything like that or whatever.
Yeah, or, like, do custom games.
Oh, yeah, custom, yeah.
So, it's whatever. I mean, a little frustrated, but...
Right.
But otherwise, got my new headset, my new Xbox headset.
Noise.
Polk Audio ZX, Polk Audio Striker ZX. I don't know, I got the box right here. Yeah, Striker ZX. It's great. It's actually... And, like, I was having problems with the chat balancing, and then I figured it out. So, that review actually is pretty much written. I just need to post it to the site. It's actually pretty much... I just need to get a couple pictures off my camera, and then it's pretty much good to go live. I posted a review yesterday, actually, of the cheap Odepo PS4 vertical stand that I bought.
Mm-hmm.
It was $5 on Amazon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was literally fine. I was like, it was one of those ones where it's like literally just like a tiny ass plastic tray. And I was like, man, I really, because I'd just been standing the PS4 vertically with nothing. Because the Xbox takes up too much space on that little table. So I was just like, you know, I'm just going to stand it. And it was fine, except when I picked it up to like, because I regularly wipe the dust and everything. It was it was covered in dust in that little slit. That, like, where the fans... So I was like, okay, I gotta find something. I gotta do something. And I was gonna get the PS4, like, licensed stand. But GameStop never has them. Best Buy never has them. I don't even get it. Like, it's like... They're harder to find than the damn console is. Which makes
sense. Right. No sense.
So I couldn't... So then I was like, oh, I'll get it on Amazon. And Amazon only had the white one. And I was like, you know what? I don't even care. I'll get the white one. It'll be mismatched and whatever. It'll look kind of neat. White base, black console. And so, I was going to get that one, and then they were sold out. Because it was sold by another, like, it was fulfilled by Amazon, but it wasn't sold by them.
Sold by
them,
right.
So, and then the next time they had them back in stock, they were $40 instead of $20. And I was like, well, screw that. So.
$40 for just a stand?
Yeah. The stand is $20. But, like, normally it's supposed to be $20. And so I was like, you know what? There's this cheap Depot thin plastic thing. It's $5. What do I have to lose besides $5? And so I bought it. It's actually not even that bad. I'm impressed. The review's up on the website. Like, it doesn't, like, the license stand has these two little pieces that click in and, like, kind of hold the... They must click into, like, the slots in the air vent or something. Like, in that little, like, crevice. Mm-hmm. So, that would be nice, because it would provide a little more, like, you know, contact with the PS4 to keep it in the stand, but, whatever. This thing has two little rubber pieces on one side of it, and you, like, press them in to compress that rubber, and then, snap it into the other side, and then those two little pieces of, you know, rubber or whatever put pressure on the console to keep it in, but also keep the base from falling off.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's fine. Like, if I pick the console up by the top of it, the base doesn't come off. It doesn't slip or move or anything. So I don't care. Because I don't move it. Like, console doesn't move. The only thing I was nervous about not having it in that base was that because I keep my headset is wired. And I always keep that 15-foot micro cord in it so that I can just plug it into my controller.
Mm-hmm.
I was nervous if I'd reach for that, it would knock the PS4 over when it was just with no base at all.
Because
that would have been bad. But,
oh, God, yeah.
But, yeah, honestly, time will tell, you know, if this thing holds up. I don't see why it wouldn't for the $5. And it's not flashy or anything. It's just black plastic. It's got some vents cut out on the bottom for airflow. I may, like, drill little holes in the side of it just to give it more airflow, because it doesn't seem like a lot, but the PS4 fan hasn't really kicked on at all much. Like, it kicks on during multiplayer and Destiny, but I think it always did that, so... Otherwise, yeah, there's, you know, two great products for you. If you have an Xbox, get the Polk Audio Strikers. It's a good headset. It's $90.
Not bad.
And if you go to Polk's web, I got it from Polk's website directly. You might get a better deal on it on like Best Buy or something. But if you go to Polk's website and sign up for their email list, you get a 10% off coupon. So it's really
nice.
Yeah, so you save $9. So it's really $81. So there's that. And it comes with a little stereo adapter that clicks into the bottom of the Xbox controller. But it's a 3.5 mil connector into it, like a regular headphone. So you know, you can plug it into the bottom of the PS4 controller. And it works. That's what I was using that time. The problem is you have to use the PS4 settings to adjust.
Which
in a jam, it works fine. It's not the end of the world. But I can see that might frustrate some people because there's no way to there's no easy way to mute it other than to just unplug the controller. Like if you needed to mute for a second, but but like in my case, I'm using it as a temporary, you know, solution if I'm using it on the PS4 because I still have my Turtle Beach. Though it's starting to get real bad. I'm starting to get like clicky, staticky noises in one of the headsets.
Ooh,
probably just because it's just been dropped so many times.
Right.
Like it's been dropped so many times. The cord always gets really kinked, and then I gotta like unkink it. So I'm guessing that maybe some of the like actual cable inside is like maybe just bent a little too much.
Right. Is there any way to fix it? Like, take it apart, or?
I mean, I guess maybe I could, but it's like it was like $40. Mm. It's like I don't even care. I've had it for like, I don't know, a year.
Right.
2 years. Well, no, I've had it 2 years. I used it on the PS3 for a while before I got the PS4.
Ah.
So for $35. Whatever, and they're refurbished on eBay right now as one of the daily deals, so I could get another one for $20. Or what I'd like to do is wait till the Sony Silver Edition gets a little bit cheaper, and I'll grab one of those because I really just would prefer the wired headset.
Right. Yeah, I enjoy a wired headset more than a wired one.
Wireless, you mean?
Or yeah, wireless, not wired.
Maybe. Yeah.
So much better than
that. I don't know. I go back and forth with that. Like the wired versus wireless. Like sometimes it's nice to just unplug the DualShock 4.
I don't like interference.
That's the thing. Or do you mean interference like the cable getting in your way?
Like the cable, like, yeah. Having to, if I want to lay back near the wall, you know, if the cable's not long enough. Yeah, then I have to sit close or lay forward. I'd rather, you know, sit back against the wall and have my wireless headset. Boom, done. No That's issues.
True. What do you have? You have the golds?
No, I have the Pulse Elite. Even though it's probably going to break soon because there's cracks.
Oh, what's holding the plastic cracks. Yeah.
So I'm going to need to get a new
headset soon. I don't know. I don't know. It depends. Like, the golds were like $45 somewhere. I don't remember. It was $60, but there was a $15 rebate. So some people were snagging them for $45, but like the only thing I've been looking at for these Black Friday deals and Cyber Monday things, which I've been, you know, Amazon does their Cyber Monday early, but is like TVs, honestly.
Oh yeah, like, Best Buy had a deal for a 50-inch for $200, but
yeah,
sold out like quickly.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of those. Well, that's the thing. Like, I could get a refurb PS 3D display for $115 on eBay, and it's a refurb, but like I didn't realize the PS 3D display was 1080p 240Hz.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's like a legit fucking, it's like a next-gen TV when it came out. It was top of the line. Because, like, most of the 24-inch TVs that I've seen on, like, these daily deals, they're all, like, your flat-out 720p 60Hz basic TVs.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I just want it because I want to have a TV. I want a second monitor for where I set my laptop up on my desk. So, I can use it as an external monitor for my laptop when I'm doing work. And two, if I'm, like, reviewing a game and I don't want to do it on the big TV, I can do it on, like, the smaller TV and it's a little more kind of concise experience, I guess, just to do it that way. But I...
It's true.
I don't know. I've spent so much money, like, all the money I shelled into the friggin' Xbox and having it not work, I'm just kind of like, I'll wait.
Right.
I'll save my money and I'll wait.
Figure something out at some point.
But
I mean, you're still doing good for having a handicapped TV.
I am doing fantastic for having a TV that is completely stupid.
Yeah.
It only gets worse. Like, it's on right now because I jumped into Destiny so I could look at the bounties for the day, but it's so bad. The difference is Destiny is one of, like, the only games I can play well because the game itself is so bright.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the only time that it's really kind of difficult is, like, the Vault of Glass when you're going through, like, the Gorgon maze and all that shit. Because it's so dark. Like, dark. The contrast is lost. But otherwise, the game is pretty bright, so I don't mind it.
Mm-hmm.
I think all my bounties are, like, Crucible bounties that I have to finish. Yeah, they are. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I still have a whole bunch of regular bounties.
Yeah, I gotta play, like, I grabbed all Crucible ones, because last night I did all the regular ones, so I was like, well, it's not gonna refresh, so I grabbed Crucible, thinking, like, get a few of those done. Because I've got all my Vanguard marks for the week. I won't get any more until the refresh, but I've been trying to level up every weapon I have that does Oracle damage, so that at least next time I do the Vault of Glass, the problem is I always grab the shield.
Right.
So, like, it's like it doesn't matter that I have Oracle Disruptor on a bunch of weapons. I'm almost always the one. If I'm in there, I'm grabbing the shield.
Shield, yeah. Because for some reason, everyone else besides you and me, you and Hug, panics.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I think it takes a while. Like, I never really had a problem when I had to grab the shield. Because, like, but the difference is when I started doing the raid when you could fudge it. So, like, you always knew who was getting sent because you stayed at the back because it grabbed whoever the three furthest away were.
Right.
So, I always, like, I got way more experience grabbing the relic because I was always, they were always like, all right, you grab the relic when we get in there because I always knew I was going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then that way, I learned how to do it that way, then I learned how to do the oracles by, because I was always one of the people who went, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that part I'll say is kind of shitty that they changed it to just randomly spawning people, but that, you would think that forces everybody to get better at it,
because
you don't have a choice, you have to be good at it, otherwise, you know, everyone's gonna, we're gonna wipe, because somebody's gonna not grab the shield, or somebody's gonna miss a relic.
Yep. It's frustrating.
Yeah. So, because I like doing the Vault of Glass. I think it's fun. Like, it's not, like, it's the last thing in the game besides just running bounties to get experience and level up weapons. That's exciting. And I don't even have the season pass, so I'm not going to be able to do the new raid once it comes out. But,
well, I mean, you can buy just the first expansion or whatever.
Right, that's probably what I'm going to end up doing. I'll just get that. You know, I'll let somebody else tell me what it's like, and then I'll grab it.
Because
it's like, you'll be able to go to level 32 with whatever gear. It is weird, though. I'm so tired of... I got a legendary helmet from Vanguard, because I ranked up Vanguard, and I got a legendary helmet. So, like, now I put that on, so when I go to Tower, I don't look like a level 30 anymore. Because everything I have is now maxed. So, like, until I got that helmet, I couldn't do anything else. Like, I had a blue helmet that I just kept on that I snagged from the Cryptarch. just so people wouldn't be like, hey, do you want to raid? Do you want to do the Nightfall? No, I don't want to do any of that stuff. Leave me alone.
Right.
Ugh. I don't know. I don't want to do it. Leave me alone. Don't send me friend requests. Don't add me. I don't want to do the raid with a stranger.
Yeah, basically. It's like, nah, B, we're done.
But sometimes then I do, because I'm just like, oh, I feel bad. I've been a level 30 forever. And, like, I feel bad that there's probably kids who haven't... I mean, there's people on Twitter that I know, they've never done the raid. Because they don't have a team. Like, they don't have...
Right.
And I'm like, man, I've had, like, several teams that I've rolled with on the raid.
Pretty much.
Like, part of that is because... And I'm not trying to be that guy. I'm good at the game, you know? People want, I'm not trying to be like, everybody wants me. People want me on their team. They're not like, eh, I don't know. They're like, well, he played a lot. He's got a lot of max weapons. You know, I have a lot of max weapons. I've done the raid a lot of times.
Right.
I got the gear, you know? I lucked out getting the gear. I got the gear way fast. But, you know, I know a lot of people who, like, they just play a ton of other games, so, like, I get that they haven't, you know, they don't have as much time in the game to, like, level up weapons and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then I know people who play a butt ton of Crucible and don't have as much to show for it, which doesn't make any sense to me.
Right.
Like, I would think if you played Crucible, you would be getting, gear. Like, you'd get the same kind of gear and drops and stuff. Eventually, the game has to just be like, well, they played, like, a butt ton of Crucible matches, let me throw something at them.
Right, here's yeah.
Because I've seen Exotics drop
in Crucible. Last word, yeah.
Like, I've seen Legendary Weapons and Exotic Weapons drop in Crucible. I don't know why it can't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Also, bad juju sucks. Bad juju, like, I was using that during the daily yesterday, just because I've just been trying to level up weapons I don't use. It sucks. I don't know why people like it.
I don't know. I mean, maybe you have to have it fully leveled up, then.
Yeah, because, like, I'm just not feeling it. I don't... It feels just so... It feels super underpowered.
Right.
For an exotic. But then... And then I got an exotic bounty for super good advice, so I'm doing that again, just to dismantle it for the energy.
Because
I already have it.
Right.
But it was between that or the... It was between... I only got two bounty options, and it was the bad juju or super good advice. So I was like, I'll do super good advice, which was perfect, because Zor was still in town. So I did that. I banged out those first two parts real quick so I could go buy the stupid thing from Zor. And now I just have to go kill 500 enemies. And I'm like,
right.
I'm 300 into it, so...
Yeah. Go to Cosmodrome and get headshots.
Exactly. Cosmo, headshots. Call it a day. And then dismantle pretty it for much. 3 Ascendant Energy.
Yeah, pretty much. Are you going to upgrade it, or not even going to bother?
Not even going to bother.
Oh, okay.
Just going to...
Figure...
Because I could... I mean, I suppose I could dismantle the one I have that's leveled up, and then... But it's like, it's not worth it.
Right.
Because just to redo all that would be a pain in the ass. And I don't care, because it's just going to give me... It's going to give me a couple Ascendant Energy. And I was using Super Good Advice as the machine gun to get the kills with. To level that up, so...
That's funny.
Because it's like, well, if you're going to force me to get 500 kills, I'll just use this gun, because it's the least leveled up of all my...
Because
my zombie apocalypse is fully maxed, and then I have super good advice, and then I have prestige 4. I have a prestige 4 arc and a prestige 4 void. But I almost don't need the arc one, because I've got zombie apocalypse, but I've never really... I didn't actually ever compare the two to see which one's better, because I suppose I could just get rid of one of them.
Right.
But I'm always like, meh. Those are guns I like. They're actually good weapons.
Mm-hmm.
The Prestige just holds a ton of ammunition, which is great. Because, like, you synth heavy ammo with that thing, and you've got, like, 400 rounds.
Nice.
So. Otherwise, though, I don't even know what the daily is. What's the daily today? Daily heroic is Meridian Bay on Mars.
Survive the material by the Cabal and the Brigade to the Black Garden.
Yeah. Easy. I'll do that later.
28.
Yeah, level 28, exactly. Get my Ascendant Materials. Otherwise, though, I'm trying to think if there's anything else unique going on gaming-wise. Not really much. I got the headset review going up tomorrow. I've got the PS4 vertical stand review that's already up right now. I've been playing Chariot on the Xbox, which is fun.
Nice.
I may put a review up for that. Just, like, super basic.
Right. Because
I'm not playing it as a couch co-op, even though I do have two controllers. I don't have a second person to play it with.
Right, yeah.
But, like, I've just been playing that. I've been playing that, like, because I'll go to play Halo, and Halo won't work. So then, because I don't want to have to turn it off and then switch inputs to go to the PS4, I'll play Chariot for a little bit. Or, like, I played some Killer Instinct.
Nice.
I was going to get Titanfall, but... Because Titanfall was $20. It probably still is for, like, the weekend, but... Meh.
Mm, yeah.
And it's like, I have Advanced Warfare, like, it's the same thing, but not really.
Pretty much, just have the mix, yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know, I'm not, like, that's the thing, like, I'm not even, like, wowed by games anymore. I'm not, like, man, like, because, and I'm, it's probably because I'm so pissed about, like, Drive Club and Halo and, like, Assassin's Creed and all these games coming out not working well.
Right.
I'm just like, no thanks.
I mean, they, so far as I know, they fixed Assassin's Creed and then...
Well, and they gave, and they actually did the right thing by giving everyone a free game.
Yep.
Or was it the season pass and a free game, or is it one or the other?
If you had the season pass, you got a free game.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And then, oh, and then everybody who has a Vita that they bought before, like, June 1st is going to get... 25 to 50 bucks.
Yeah, either straight cash or credit, I think PSN credit.
I would take the PSN credit if it, if I could just get a physical game, though. That's my part. That's the part that sucks, right? It's like, yeah, mm-hmm. I can get $50 worth of content that's on my console, or I can get $25 cash.
Right.
And it's like, well, if I can get $50, why don't you just give me a year of PS... Like, if I can just give me a year of PS Plus, just put another year on my account. Mine expires in December. Just give me a year.
Right.
So, that's actually something I've been trying to find if somebody's got a deal on it. The only deal I've seen, though, is PS Plus for $40 for the year.
Right.
It's $10, it's 20%, it's not bad, but I'm holding out.
Right, holding out for something better.
Yeah. But it's probably going to be exactly like what happened last year, which is I got a code and then fucking forgot my thing auto-renewed.
Oh, yeah.
And it renewed anyways on my card for the $60 or whatever the full price is. That was annoying.
Yeah. So I always turn auto-renewal off every time.
Yeah, well, it's weird, because on my PS4, it says I have two subscriptions, but what's weird is one of them is a 30-day trial that has been going for, like, a full year now.
Wait, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, it's I turned auto-renew off, I'm not getting automatically billed or anything, but it just says, like, started, like, 12/1/2013, ends whatever my current subscription ends, but it's listed, they're both listed.
I wonder if it's stacked with the 1 year, then.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
Hmm.
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. Because I'm afraid that it's going to automatically renew one day, and they're going to start charging me.
Right. That's the last thing you want.
Yeah, it's like, hey, don't do that.
That's weird. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that's why, like, I'm kind of annoyed that I even bothered to see if it would... stack at all, because I was like, I wonder, I don't know if it, like, I didn't know that if it would stack, like, you know, like, Xbox Live sometimes stacks, so I was like,
as far as I know, Live doesn't stack, yeah. It never did for me, it always tell me, like, no, you have to finish your current subscription, and then you can use the card, or whatever, yeah. The next card. Wait. I mean, unless they changed it, but it never used to stack for me.
I just got a message from somebody, are you a hunter or a titan? Nope, ignored.
Unless you're blind, you should be able to tell yourself, idiot.
Okay, PSN. Nope, not account information. Where is it? So account information, and then if you go to... So I'll be able to tell you exactly what it says. Oh, nope, services list. Damn it! It's like, now the fan on the PS4 is kicking in. It's like, no, don't go into the settings.
Not another one.
PlayStation Plus. PlayStation Plus 30-day, 3-month package subscription. And then it says, starts 12/1/2013, expires 12/19/2014. In use, but no automatic renewal. And then weird. I have PlayStation Plus, starts 10/19/2012, expires 12/18/2014. So they both expire a day. One expires a day after the other, but they both started way different. Like 3 months is not 12/1/2013.
Right.
12/19. That's a full year.
So I mean, just stacked with the year one, then.
I guess. I don't even know. But it lists them both, and it always makes me nervous that, like, right. One day it's gonna. Wait, what did it just say? My account's not verified. What?
Yeah. If that's how mine is, you have to go verify it, but Sony's website's fucking retarded and it didn't work.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I've yet to go recheck it and see if it'll work.
I'm going to try it right now. We're going to do it live.
Live in 5.
4, 3, 2.
Yeah, fuck you, dude. No! I got to get those kills, motherfucker.
Yeah, I didn't get an email.
Please tell me those counted for me. Okay, cool. I just need a kill.
Yeah, no email. Okay, well, I'm still broken.
It's Sony's website for you.
Yeah, I'm just gonna back out. Whatever.
Still broken. Alright, got that bounty out of the way.
Yeah, I don't know. So, but what are you hoping for Cyber Monday? Anything? Or do you not? You don't need anything, so you're just kind of like it's whatever.
Yeah, I'm pretty much good. Yeah, I got what I wanted.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd love to get a TV, but I really at the same time should just fix. Yeah,
I would like a new TV, but mine's still pretty good. So
you know what's actually weird though? When I was looking at all these other TVs, the way they make them, it's almost impossible for most people, I feel like, to use them because they put the base on the ends of the TV. They don't do the, center pedestal base anymore. I've seen on a lot of these big TVs, and I'm like, guys, I can't fit that giant TV in my room if you do that. Right? It's on a bureau. It's on a narrow thing to begin with. The TV I currently have sits off the edge on each side.
Right.
Like, if you don't give me, a pedestal base that's in the center, I look at the TVs, and I'm like, can't buy it, sorry.
Right.
Like, look, unless I get, a fucking board of wood to put on top of it.
Yeah.
And sit it on that. It's like, yeah, it's scratching my head. Like, I don't know that that's safe to put, an expensive TV on that.
It's like I'm gonna ghetto-fy this bitch.
What's weird, though, is just overall, I feel like the deals weren't that great.
Yeah, that's what me and Sam were saying. A lot of deals weren't super amazing.
Walmart had a couple things that were you'd be like, oh man, you better get ready to throw bows when you run in for those. But I wasn't, even the TVs, not super wowed by the TV deals. Like, it's one of those things, does everybody already have the TV? Is the economy, is there something with the economy where everybody thinks everybody has more money, so they're not giving as good a deal? I don't know.
Right.
It doesn't make any...
think they're going to riot anyways, so whatever fucking weed prices as is.
I know, right? They're going to bust through the door for $10 off, so...
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Steam box is $50 off. You know, the Alienware Steam box thing?
Yeah.
It's $50 off. It's that's not bad, but... I'm not going to jump at the bit to buy it because it's, $50.
Right, yeah. Man, it's a weird-ass controller.
Yeah, I might, if I was... If I didn't have, a PS4 or an Xbox One or a PS3, I might buy a Blu-ray player for, $50.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they were, super... Because those are super cheap now, but... Even then, I don't... I wouldn't be running out to go buy this,
Right. Yeah, it's not a big deal.
You know, the only things I think what maybe a person might really want to buy would be, memory cards and external hard drives.
Yeah, there's 64. Because
I've been seeing a whole bunch of deals on those. But, that makes sense to me, because I'm like, well, if you take a lot of photos, get a bunch of big memory cards for whatever camera you have, mm-hmm. and then some external hard drives to store all the stuff. For me, that would be good, because I'm at the point where I have... an external 2 terabyte, and it's getting to the point where I need to get another one, because I need one for the computer, and then I need one for photos,
right?
Because right now it backs up everything, and it's pretty much all music and photos, and it's taking mm-hmm. up way too much space. So I'm like, well, okay, I'll get one for the computer, and then I'll get another one for the photos, and then whatever,
right?
Because I'm trying to get everything off the computer anyways. Just so that my hard drive is constantly full of photos and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's if I get an external hard drive, I can just throw all the pictures on there, and then in theory it'll make the backup not take as long. So,
right.
But I don't know. It's this is the other thing that I don't even understand. PlayStation 3. I'm on eBay right now. PlayStation 3, 500 gig, super slim video game console, brand new. $250.
Really?
I don't know that that's a good deal. Like, I'm looking at that going, like, $250 for a 500 gig super slim PS3 with no games. Like, I don't know. I'm just not, like, I don't know. I would be, like, PS4 for $379, and I get Grand Theft Auto and The Last of Us.
Right. It's a pretty good damn deal.
Like, I don't know that I'm going to be jumping up to buy it. Like, there's, you know, a bunch of point-and-shoot cameras, boots. I'm just scrolling through, like, the list of, like, what they're giving away. Like, iPhones. You can get an iPhone.
Woo!
You know, upgrade your phone or whatever. Like, I like... See, these are the things that I like, though. $50 gift center... Guitar Center gift card for $40. You know, so you get $10 off the gift card. So you buy a bunch of gift cards, and then you could go buy something, and you'd save, you know, $10
on every... Right.
$10 for every $50 you spent, so $20 for every 100, so 20%. So it's like, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, if you thought, like, oh, man, I'd like to get somebody a guitar, like, get them a bunch of gift certificates, you saved a little bit of money.
Pretty much, yeah.
See, this is the thing that I don't understand. Like, the people who buy, like, okay, what is this? 1/5 carat TW, I don't know what that means, diamond stud earrings, in sterling silver. Like, I don't know that I'd be buying jewelry off eBay.
Right.
Like, nothing says I love you like, it was a deal, honey.
Yeah. I had to.
It's just, I don't know, like, Beats headphones, Beats things.
Yeah, they're not even that good anyways.
Like, mechanics gloves. Like, it's such a weird, like, in this one thing of six things, I've got two different watches, a blender, a coffee maker, I don't even know what that is. But, and it's like, it's $120. What the hell does it do? One of those little camera drone things, which is $900. Like, pretty sure nobody's buying that. Then a set of pots and pans, two Beats things, another Sony smartwatch, and then mechanics gloves.
Okay.
Like, and then again, another 1-carat diamond wave link tennis bracelet. Like, where, like, who filtered these products?
Right?
I'm just like, ugh.
Who's sitting there going, I think they'd want this.
I think, I'm pretty sure everybody who buys memory foam bamboo pillows also needs an Asus gaming laptop. And a FoodSaver vacuum sealing system.
I'm sure.
So, I don't...
I wouldn't doubt that.
Like, but the one thing that's kind of making me laugh is I keep seeing compact flash camera cards, and I thought those totally had gone by the wayside. Because, like, it's everything not. Is SD, right? But I guess right. not. I guess people are still using compact flash, because this is a 64 gigabyte compact flash card.
Oh, jeez.
It's $100. Damn. Ooh, I could get a beer fridge brewer, a Kegermeister, Kegerator.
What?
They call it a Kegerator? The Kegermeister Kegerator Beer Fridge Brew, $320. Free shipping.
Okay, then.
Nice.
Weird-ass name for a machine, but whatever.
Toaster. I could get a toaster.
Oh, yeah.
Get a Dyson if you need a vacuum.
Yeah.
Electric razor scooter.
Oh, snaps.
Slide into your girl's DMs. Oh, Crocs. Perfect. I needed a pair of those. I like, this is the funny part to me, it's their purple Crocs. But it's Crocs Classic Unisex Clog. Like, just in case, we want to make sure any guy who's looking at this, you can get the purple ones. They're unisex.
Oh, God.
Like, and then that's next to a coffee maker that's $12.
Lovely.
And then a Nerf gun.
All right, then. What everything I've wanted, Crocs.
Everything I possibly could want is all jammed into the same, like, set of items.
Right?
Like, I don't... Whoever, like, set up the filter. Like, it's not even, like, a filter. It's just, like, this is just giving me the list of all the stuff. Like, ooh, okay, Black Friday favorites. Okay, here we go. So this, you would assume, is favorites because of, like, people had bought this stuff. Mm-hmm. So I've got some clothes, got a watch, more watches, SD card, earrings, boots, watch, jewelry, boots, shoes, glasses, Black & Decker cordless trimmer and hedge trimmer. Pretty sure that's the one item that does not fit everything else in this Black Friday favorites section.
Something. Because
then it goes back to cologne, shoes, watches. I've got an office chair, some suitcases. And then, here we go. 18-inch, 13-amp electric snowblower.
Oh, God.
Like, and then right Lovely. Next to it, Gucci perfume. Like, that's... These are the things. Then. These are the things people buy apparently on Black Friday.
It's like, honey, you need the perfume, and I need the snowblower. There you go, boom.
Snowblower, yeah.
Boom, done deal.
I really want to smack anybody I ever see using one of those. Have you seen these selfie sticks?
No, what the fuck is that?
It's just a stick that you attach your phone or your camera to.
Okay.
And then you hold the stick out and take a selfie. Oh, God. It's a selfie stick, right?
That's so fucking dumb.
Yeah, and they're on sale for $19.99 with free shipping right now.
Why?
I don't... It's got a button on the handle, too, to, like, take the picture. Like, it's Bluetooth to your thing, whatever it is. So that, like, you can click that and you don't have to do the self-timer. So, you know, you could be like, don't want to ask somebody to take your picture when you're in a populated place? Selfie stick.
God damn it. I feel like Sam's fiance would get that too.
Shout out to Selfie Stick. That's the... That's my shout out for the day is whoever invented the Selfie Stick.
Selfie Stick. Alright, then I'm gonna shout out to Tinder guy.
The Tinder guy? Oh god. Yeah. I posted a couple today, actually. I posted a couple tales from Tinder.
That's funny.
I hadn't gone through in forever, so I was just like... Not as much, like, gold. Not as much comedy gold these days.
Ah.
It's a bummer.
That's no fun.
I might have to spend a little more time going through, but...
Right.
But yeah, that's... Oh man, that's it for today, I guess. Yeah. We're shouting out the selfie stick and the inventor of Tinder. And yep. You can follow us at the DG Cast on Twitter, or you can follow me personally. My Twitter is @soafterisaid, all one word, no hyphens, dashes, spaces. Mike, you are
mtong1.
mtong1 on yep. Twitter, on the Twitters.
On the Twitter.
So I believe that's it for episode 5 of the Disconnected that Gamers Podcast.
It.
So we will catch you.
On the flip.